Glock, Zecha Nishmas, his mother, Bela Chaya, Bas, Eloza, Elio, Akaya. Today she will be discussing if there's a mitzvah to visit Eretz Yisrael, even go for a short time. We all know there's a shaila in the Rishonim if there's a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael. But today we're not discussing that. There's a whole machlokes Rishonim, some hold a chiyuv, some hold a mitzvah kiyumis, some hold there's no mitzvah at all. Maybe next week we'll discuss about it. But this week we're discussing about visiting Eretz Yisrael. Maybe the chiyuv or the mitzvah is only if you're going to stay in Eretz Yisrael. But just visiting Eretz Yisrael, maybe it's not a mitzvah at all. Maybe it's a mitzvah kiyumis to go visit Eretz Yisrael. That's what we're discussing today. We know the Gemara says, first we see in the Terak Daisha that Moshe Rabbeinu wanted very much to be in Eretz Yisrael. Pashas Chanan says that Moshe Rabbeinu was the swallow Tuf Kuf Tezvav Tzilas. 515 Tzilas she had to go into Eretz Yisrael. He was a Zechlikach. And the Gemara Saita says that you doubt on the house that the Dorish of Sulaid, Neiman, Saba, Moshe Rabbeinu, the Kunis Lech Yisrael, the Chilecha, Metriyo, Tzorach, so you have to go in because you want to eat the fruits, Kacham, Moshe, Haba, Mitzvah, Zestav, Yisrael, the Eim, Yisrael, 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 the many Mitzvahs that Christ was commanded, and then only, Yisrael, only, you can only kind those Mitzvahs in Eretz Yisrael. He said he had the time to go into Eretz Yisrael to share the time of all the mitzvahs. But over there it's no raya. He sees any goal to be Eretz Yisrael to be kind of mitzvahs. That's really fair about Eretz. But there's no raya that Eretz Malicha to Mavake Eretz Yisrael is a mitzvah. Also, there's an interesting of Chaim Balazhin. Chaim Balazhin writes in his Pirish on Ruach Chaim Pikiyoveh in Perikei, Mishnah Beis, he writes an interesting thing. The Mishnah says in the Mishnah Beis in Perikei, Ovis Perikei, Asar Adaris to Adam Noyach. The 10th generation from Adam Rishon to Noyach. The next it says Asar Adaris to Noyach and Avram. And then this 10th generation was from Noyach to Avram Avinu. In the Mishnah Gimel, it says Asar Nisyonis Nisnas to Avram Avinu. In Mishnah Gimel says that there were ten Nisyanis that Avram Avinu was tested. Roma the Kulam, Leidiach Hakam Chibatish Avram Avinu. The homage Avram Avinu loved the Bani Shalom. So Chaim Elazhin asked the Kasha, why in the second Mishnah says Stam? It says it's Asadaris for Adam, Asadaris for Noyachad Avram. It doesn't say Avinu. And the third Mishnah says Avram Avinu. So Chaim Elazhin gives a test like this. There's a pasuk in Mishlei. It says, "Misalach v'tumay tzadik, ashe bana v'achavav." The tzadik that's tereach is matriach, works hard, and as you get to do something, so next the generation after this is a lot easier. V'ahutva hateva, and with more yigi, you could come to that. So Chaim Elazhin writes like this. Why do you find today, throughout the generations, that Yidin Amoshak, Nashim HaKiddush Hashem? Even in Amos, doesn't know anything, he's Moshak HaKiddush Hashem. He says, it all comes from, it's in our genes, from Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu was Moshak Nefesh, so made it through all generations, everyone can be Kaddish Shemayim. So he says also, with the Tzairis to go to Eretz Yisrael, we have a Chukka every year, you must be flying an airplane. You fly to any part in the world, you don't make it, you're just flying. When you come to Eretz Yisrael, that's a special feeling, you come to Eretz Yisrael. That's an algeas from Rav Avinu. But after Pekin, there's no raya, a person should go to Eretz Yisrael. But you don't see that there's a mitzvah of a mitzvah of doing that or not. However, we'll explain now, this, it seems this is Machlokes HaPraisim this. There's a Chuvus Arash. Chuvus Arash is a cloud, and cloud is based on Zion. Chuvus Arash says, someone made a nether, He's going to go visit Eretz Yisrael. The thing is, he loves him much in the Neda, just like he loves the other in the Dorm. And this Shus Rosh is brought down in the Mechaba, in Yeridea, Simresh Chavches, Sif Chavches. The Mechaba says, we don't this Shus Rosh, that if someone goes visit Eretz Yisrael, he loves him much in the Neda. He loves him much in the Neda. So you see there's no mitzvah, to invite Eretz Yisrael. Because if there was a mitzvah to visit Eretz Yisrael, you wouldn't be able to matter so pashut. You only can matter Eretz Yisrael. Because the Mechaba says in Yeridea, in Simon Reish Gimel, in Sib Gimel, that a nigga and mitzvah, you're not matter only Eretz Yisrael. The Chatzkira told me to net a mitzvah something, you can't be matter net, only Eretz Yisrael. So here in such a case, it can be matter the net, but only Eretz Yisrael, because you need a mitzvah. And the truth of Rosh says clearly, and the Chab says clearly, that the Kumat is still like any other type of Nedda. It's like other Nedarim, the Rosh says. So in Mela, you see clearly the truth of Rosh held, that there's no mitzvah to go visit Eretz Yisrael. To visit Eretz Yisrael. And suddenly he speaks out, the truth is Marit. Marit is a Chereg in Yerdeya, Simch of Ches. He says, someone made a Nedda, that if my wife is worth a boy, I'll visit Eretz Yisrael. And now, he came to a Bezdin, and he wants to be Mahedra, he can't afford to go to Yisrael. He wants to be a Perach, he can't afford to go to Yisrahel. So he wants to be Mahedra. So the Shaila was asked to the Marit. So Marit says, brings on the Shul Sarash, and he says he came Mahedra. But there he adds on, the Shul Sarash, that Marit adds on, he wants to be Mahedra, because since he adds on, in the Tshuva, it says, because there's no mitzvah at all to invite Eretz Yisrael. From the Rosh, it's not, it's just a deed from it. But from Tshuva, it says clearly, because there's no mitzvah to invite Eretz Yisrael. Since he's going on Nas Lazar Chutzot, when is the Shaiyah going to live there? But if he's just going to visit, or does come back to Chutzot, there's no mitzvah whatsoever. And he adds on, the Tshuva's Marit, even though the Gemara in Tshuva says in Daf Kuf Yalav, Kol Maharot El Hanis Metzol, Mutach Lai Shehuban Aram Haba, but still, a mitzvah, I say, does not. And the Ramban that says, does a mitzvah say, to live in Eretz Yisrael, that the Kol Eretz Yisrael, the talking is in Siyashu there, you should settle there. But if you pray that it will come back, there's no mitzvah at all. And Bechari says, the Gemara of Suvis, it says, that Kol Maharot El Hanis Metzol, Aram Haba, that's what Chal talking, you look at the Sufis of Gemara, he says, it's talking about it can be buried there. So Meir is not shy of Chal to our Indian, so Meir of the Maharit says, there's no miss at all to visit Eretz Yisrael. Huh? We're not talking about that now.
How about a 5-year visit?
Huh?
A 5-year visit?
Huh? There's the Indian to be buried itself for Mechilas. That's the same thing. No. Huh? No, I said that the Gemara says that Kol Maharot El Hanis Metzol, the Gemara, if you look at the Gemara in Suvis, it seems that it's talking about only God being buried there, not talking about the walking there.
There's no mitzvah to visit, there is a mitzvah to
visit. That's also not a mitzvah. Kol Maharot, it's in the but it doesn't say it's a mitzvah to be buried there. The different shmuz myself, we're not talking about today. Okay? Should a person own a piece of land in Eretz Yisrael? Don't shiloh, but that's what we're not talking about today. Alright? Yeah, what?
A 5-year visit. Call a visit?
5-year visit, call a visit. Did it keep 1 day under, 2 days under? I think there's an Aruch HaShulchan in top side as well that says he's there for more than a year. You feel like a Tosha there for more than a year. Yeah, sure. Okay. Alright. Sandy speaks out, Daflon Suez, Kufiyud on the Bay says, the whole thing, I call Milam. The whole halacha, if a man wants to move to Eretz Yisrael, the wife is willing to come along with him. So the din of a call Milam, and to live in Yishalayim, is that's going to be one to be a deer there, as Yishu Yishalayim. But to go on Nash Lazar, he can't force his wife to go there temporarily. And he's myself, the Chai, you don't, and the law is Meisef, the Chai you don't find anywhere, there's a Chim Aliyah Tehet Yisrael Chutzlaetz. And he brings a Raya. You find even, in time when this Mish was Kayim, and someone lives in Chutzlaetz, there's according to one Teretz in Taisus, in Taisus Tzachim, and Av Gimel and Beis, Taisus says, the Gemara says that Yehuda Ben Seira did not go up to Eretz Yisrael. Did not go to Eretz Yisrael for the regal. It was time to make a Migdash. So touch this, why do you go up? You have anything to do with it. It's a mitzvah say to go up to the Rego. So one of the types of Shulchan is, of touch is this, because you live in the Chutzrach. So you see from the Chutzrach, even the Mandel, the Mishnah, he has to go up. So, Mela, because he didn't, since he lived in the Chutzrach, it's no Chiyah. So from here, that's why the Zariah, that the Chad is no Chiyah to go up, to the Sol Bechal, to visit. Then he speaks out to Shulchan Gabayim, in Shavuos, in the beginning of Paragimo, he says, well, someone made an Edda, if the Baruch Hashem saves him, that he'll go to visit at the Sol, and he'll come back, and it's only temporary, and he'll come back to Chutzrach. The Kuliyam, he said, you lost him at the Nedda. Because Avicham, that's last day, is no mitzvah. That's what the Shulchan Gemara says before us. Let me finish the whole idea. I'll take questions. The same thing, I'm being in the Shittas, first of being the Shittas, the whole, there's no chi whatsoever. The Peskachuva, in your idea, in Simon Reshko, Chesif, come long days, these are the Shulchan Rashbash. That says the time of the rush, the truth of the rush, that says the leader of the show is not, he tells on mitzvah, because at the show, going through the show, is only machshir mitzvah. The ikar of mitzvah is delivering at the show. And same thing, vice guys, from the Jewish, Yeshua Smalkai, in your idea of Simon Samachov. Then he speaks out to Knesset Adela, in Ebenezer, Simon and Hesed, called Michal Zayin, he says that there's a, he says there's a schus. He says, this is what Russian he says, the translator says, there's a schus if you visit Eretz Yisrael, of the Eimer Shul Mitzvah. There's no mitzvah, schus. The nice schus to be in Eretz Yisrael, but there's no mitzvah. Those that are sheepers at home, there's no mitzvah whatsoever. However, there seems to be a chokum on it. The Gemara Shabbos, the Tessim and Aleph. The Gemara brings down, Tzon Rabbanan. Aim at singing the scene of Parker the Gimel Yomim, Kaidah Shabbos. You're not allowed to swear, you're allowed to go on a ship within 3 days before Shabbos. In other words, to go start a ship and say you want to go on a cruise, whatever it is, the thing is, you should not go within 3 days before Shabbos. What's the 3 days for Shabbos? Well, that's itself the Machlokes in the Paiskim. Machlokes of Chab and Gra is Wednesday, it's Thursday, Friday for sure. The Shabbos is Shabbos part of 3 days or not? It's Machlokes of Chab and Gra. The Chab holds from Wednesday on, you should not still go on a ship. Wednesday is part of 3 days. However, the Gra learns that Shabbos part, I mean, which says which? One says if Wednesday is part of 3 days or not. I think the Gra learns it's Wednesday is part of 3 days, and Machlokes says not. So anyway, the 3 days before, you know how to go, so the Gemara says, but if you go for the mitzvah, it's okay. So the Chabra says further, Elvin Archaim, and Simon Meshmem Ches, Sif David, he says, Va'ayla Rech Yisrael, this is Lashim Mechaba, Va'ayla Rech Yisrael, in this Damna Rech Yisrael, after that Shabbos, if someone's praying to go up there to Yisrael, and he finds a caravan, but there's a caravan of people going. Yeshua, I feel they have Shabbos. Kim the Bar Mitzvah, Yachal Lifrash. This is going to assault the Bar Mitzvah. He's allowed to go even start going and have Shabbos. So the Mogavam speaks out there in Sifkot and says, Ravi, these are Machlokes HaPaiskim. That some people say, it's talking doctor, you're going to Eshel to Mishyashiv. You're going with a caravan to Eshel to move there to be there for good. Then it's a mitzvah. But if you only go there only to visit, then it's not a mitzvah. Then he says, Yeshayim, I feel I'm not the house of Chutzlars, even if you return, you're going to go, it's only going for a visit. But you return, even if you return back to Chutzlars, him that feel I'm a house of Amish, but it's a mitzvah here. That someone goes, more than that, it seems to work, still Amish, it's so, itself, it's a mitzvah. So maybe even if it dies to be Chayza, it's a mitzvah. So he sees that the sheet of the hope, that even if he's visiting it to solve, the Magavon be down to mitzvah. And the Makar of the second day of the Bogavon is a Jewish Rosh in Simit Kufala. The Ayur Rabba, over there in the Mekarma, there in Meshmam Ches, in Sifkan Yigimel, says that Emerson, both days hope that even if you're not going to be Yashu there, it's also Mitzvah. So everyone agrees to that. Why? Because the Lee itself is Tzura Mitzvah. That's what the Ayur Rabba says. The Kafachayim, over there in Archayim, Meshmam Ches, Sifkan Memhei,
It brings down the Tshuva, a Sefer, a Pesach Hazir. It's a Kadman from the Svarish one. Svarish Poiskim. He says, even the Rambam holds that if you go back to Yisrael, it's also a Mitzvah. Since the Rambam writes, he brings the right from Rambam Hichos Malachim, the Rambam says, there's a lot of Perikei Halacha Yud, that if someone goes down Amis in Eretz Yisrael, it's a Zerchet Chayim Marim Haba. So you see that it's a Mitzvah. So he brings the right from there, the Rambam holds it's a Mitzvah to buy Yisrael, even to visit. There's another shita. A third shita is a Shulchan Aruch Rav. Shulchan Aruch Rav in Kuntzes Achron in Arachayim Yesh Memcheset Konchesa is a chil like this. Depends why you're visiting Eretz Yisrael. If you're going, it's a different. If you're visiting Eretz Yisrael, just tour Eretz Yisrael. If you're mischaven to go down on Eretz Yisrael, because the mitzvah to be in Eretz, it's a mitzvah to walk in Eretz Yisrael, then you can send it on the shita at all. It's a mitzvah to buy Yisrael. So therefore, he could even travel on Erev Shabbos. But if he's going to Yisrael, just for a tour, he's just traveling to see Eretz Yisrael. He's not going to Shem Mitzvah. He's not going to Shem Mitzvah Bechlal. Then he says you should stop thinking it's a Mitzvah if you're allowed to go within the 3 days of Shabbos. Since you're not Mitzchadon, are all for Shem Mitzvah. So it comes out, there are 3 days. In this Shaila, there are 3 days. The Shuvah to Rosh, which is Mechal Bin Zan Yodei Rish HaChes Tuchav Ches, brings down the Shuvah Marit that says, and also the Aflah, Shuvah to Gabayim, Shuvah to Shuvah Shem Rosh Mash, Shuvah to Mavka, Knesset Daya, they all hold there's no Mitzvah to Mavka at Yisrael. And however, according to one day among Avram, and according to Iran with Kafachayim, they hold there is a mitzvah to Vata Eretz Yisrael. And Shulchan Aruch holds the story in your Kavana. If you're going to Shem Mitzvah, or not, or you're going to Shem Tir. If you're going to Shem Mitzvah, to Mitzvah, you're going to Shem just to visit a tour, not a Shem Mitzvah, then it's not a mitzvah to Vata Eretz Yisrael.
Question?
Let me just finish one more thing, and then I'll take a question, okay? L'chay Yisrael, the Kasha, L'chay Yisrael, Mechabez. The Mechaber in your day said, "Bring on Shulchan Aruch." There's no mitzvah to Vaka Eretz Yisrael, and therefore he came out in the Neda. And over here in the Chayim, he says, "If I say, according to the way some of the places can learn in the Mechaber, there is a mitzvah to Eretz Yisrael." So you could say two truths. One says you could say that according to one day Mogan Ram, the Mechaber is only talking if you're going to settle there, but if you're not going to settle. He's not going to settle, then it's not a mitzvah. And the Rosh is talking, we're coming back to chutzlars. But another test, more partial test, you could say that the Ramon Chaim, it's the Dvar Mitzvah of the Ramon Chaim is a little different than the Dvar Mitzvah in Yardaya. Because if you look in the Ramon, in the Emes Simesh Mechet, he says, what's the Dvar Mitzvah? He says, Hainim, Adam, Hailach, Vashchaya, Elias, Mechaleya, Chashev, Akol, Dvar Mitzvah. It's Dvar Mitzvah to go, even in 2 days before Shabbos to go on a boat. And the Chashev, Dvar Rishus, Vashchaya, Vashchaya. It's only to the Shus, only to go in for a cruise or for vacation, whatever it is. But Stamazoi, you know, it's Dvar Mitzvah. So according to this, it's not, we're not talking about Dvar Mitzvah. So maybe there's no steer in the Mechabes. Okay, now, what do you want to ask?
Okay, so the raya from being matzah 3 days before, I don't see why that's a raya, because it's only zeir drabanan, so a small mitzvah should be enough to knock off a zeir
drabanan. What's a zeir drabanan?
To go 3 days before. Well, technically, you're allowed to go on the ship. Right, you're going before Shabbos.
Right, yeah.
So it's a zeira that we don't go 3 days before.
Right, yeah.
So for that, a small mitzvah, walking there to Israel, might be enough to knock it off.
Who says you can make the shy? What's the, you don't know what the schar of the mitzvah is.
Thank you. Enough of a mitzvah to walk in
there to Shmuel
might be enough to knock off that
gzeira.
Why not only
mitzvah to finish like the yom? Because of a person might get vame, might there's different
tishis
in the
shayna.
So what? What's
okay,
alpha
so, pika? Or a mitzvah to the okay, next question. If you're the reason why you're talking about why people hold it is a mitzvah to go there to Israel.
Yeah.
Is that because of mitzvah or just because of walking there to Israel?
Walking there to Israel, walking there to Israel, visiting there to Israel.
Not because of being kind of any mitzvah.
Not because of any mitzvah, I don't do that.
But there are only mitzvahs that you do in there to Israel.
So what? But the question is going. The question is traveling to Israel, is that a mitzvah or not? Traveling to Israel.
So, Rabbi Lamar
Sonnen,
you just say
Hidley? Huh? Wait, let me, I just want to finish, okay? There's Igris Chazenish. The Achazonish is in the first volume in Eidres Kufayim Vav. I'll quote the Russian. This is the Russian he writes. Tia Batseno, visiting in our country at the Sol, Shula Asmai, and Enish from Ibn Maman. You're going at the Sol, you're not wasting money by traveling. And as you're going at the Sol, it's not sort of wasting money. Even though you're traveling, but it doesn't sit, but you can't make a ride from there. That's what he says. If someone asks him a Shaila, is that he needs to go travel. If he says, go to the show, there's no, you're not going to lose, it's not an even moment. But he doesn't say that it's a mitzvah. He holds that the Indian girl to go to the show, that the to go back at the show. And Kedai advises your moment to back at the show. But the faith of being a rise from the Chazanish, that's a mitzvah that he can bring. So my Adina, right place come home, and which also, which is a Shita from Machada in your idea, which is the Ikram of Farshim, and also, which is the Machada, and the Farshim over there on your idea, don't bring any Chalkam on the Machada, so there's no mitzvah to Vaka at yourself. However, even though it's not a mitzvah, but still you see the Inigon to Vaka at yourself. The Alicha Shleima, that's from the Zaman writes, and say it's on Tzvila, in Perich of Gimel, he brings down from Shlomo Zalman that's more than the travel to Israel, even in 9 days. You're allowed to travel, even though during 9 days we don't travel, you don't go on airplanes, you're allowed to travel in 9 days. And he says, even on Tisha B'Av itself, you're allowed to travel. Even the first Dikum of God, he says, you're going just to visit. Even though you're not, and he says clearly, he passed him like the right for Paiskim. Even though you're not in the kind of mitzvah you should have to show. But still, Shia, any being Shia in Eretz Yisrael, what's the term that Shia is saying? Being in Eretz Yisrael is a Maila. Like the Gemara says, Exilus of Kufir Aleph, Kol Ha'alf, Kol Ha'alf, Eretz Yisrael, Muftar Shur Ben Olam Haba. So you see, the Indian, a person should be in Eretz Yisrael. That's why with the Chazanish Mench also. But also, you see also, in this week's Pasha's Lechacha, there's a Kliyaka. Kliyaka says over here, on the Pasha, Kum Bisharach Be'eretz Ha'aka Rafa, Ki Lechaz Nena. The Baishan Pasha, Tov Avraham Avino, Kum Bisharach Be'eretz Ha'aka Rafa, look at the whole Eretz Yisrael. Ki Lechaz Nena, this will be given over to you. So the Kliyaka says, and I'm quoting his Russian, Kol HaMestakom B'makim Kodesh Ahu, anyone who's a stakom in this holy place, talking about the Kodesh Ahu, the Makom HaMikdash, Miyad Yislavish Ruach Tara Retusha, immediately a person is Yislavish with Dusha and Tara, B'riyam Lach Vitzagi, Lagam Vitzis HaShleim Vitzahu, and with just looking at it, a person comes to HaShleimus, Rav is man, the Beis HaMikdash HaMatah in Ibn Yonai, even though the Beis HaMikdash is not B'chubonai, there's no them, Mikom Malkom, Beis HaMikdash HaMala, HaMuchubi Kineget, this item is connected to that, and that person's established Kedusha by being by the Malkom HaMikdash. Kehendu speaks out the Meshech Chachma. Also in Pasha, in this week's Pasha, Pasha Lecha, he says, this is what he says, Seshay Kisau, Mukodeshes, Mikol HaRotzeis, Vitachas, Hashgachas Hashem Yisroch. He's first talking about the whole Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is the Mokom HaKudosh. Vitach Hashgachas Dabani Shalom. Vast Be'eshash Yitachas Yidei Zoyim. Even though we don't know Eretz Yisrael, it's only before the 48 was owned by Goyim. Still with this, Vitach Yidei Zoyim, Chose, like Bavla Kudosha, Kudosha. Still had Kudosha as Eretz Yisrael. V'chein Hayu B'mi Avram, Shashem Nasum Ha'es Kalaes. If the Baruch gave him the land, Asher Kanani Hayad Baruch, even though Kanani was still controlled the land, Shahaya Kedushas Hashem Shaira Al Arts. Rafa Pri Shal Masa Baruch Eni Raya Muma, even though we don't see any Kedusha when we're on the land, B'chol Zayt Sa'i Necha, L'mala, look up, L'svaynem Al Ruchnias. So being in Eretz Yisrael, Meshachar says, the person gets Ruchnias. So it comes out of Dini, even though we're placed in hold, there's no Chiyuv and no Mitzvah to Makkah at Yisrael, it's time for a visit, but there's an Hagat time that a person should visit at Yisrael, especially close to Marami, because there the Shechina is always Shaira. Okay, that's talking about Stam visiting. Now we're talking about as the Indian to visit for We're going. You have a question?
When you say Eretz Yisrael, we're not talking about today's map. We're talking about the map from the Shvatim, Lebanon, Syria, Jordan. That's really an Eretz Yisrael.
Lebanon, Syria, is 5 minutes or so?
Yeah. We're not talking about the Shvatim. The scientist said pre-1948.
What's original, what's a bunch of problems, what's real Eretz Yisrael.
Lebanon,
Syria. Lebanon's part of Eretz Yisrael. Huh? Part of it. Now tell them that's what I mean. I mean the one that the bunch of gets us. Not the catch of 48 to 67. Okay?
Is that Jimmy Ezra or the original?
I don't know the map.
The Kosher Mar, the Western Wall,
there are some people that are Maxis that not to go to Kosher Mar because of it might be part of the Azara. But the mice the Chomer comes from Biscuit. I once saw Rabdavid Soloveitchik, who sang to him by the Kaiso, was a couple of hundred feet away from the Kaiso. Yeah, real far away. He sang to him there. He actually took a chair and he sat there. The Biscuit's all. But the mice most Paiskim don't agree to that. Moshe writes in Tshuva, he says, listen, this is in the Kabbalah from all generations. People walk the Kaiser Rabbi. Well, what's the reason to be Machmeh, he writes. And also, all the Dari Yisrael all went straight to the Kaiser Mamish. Well, different Shaila is, are you allowed to stick your finger in the Kaiser? That's a different Achleikus Avdin. There's another Achleinim. Can you stick something into the Kaiser Rabbi? That's a different Shaila. We're Mako. Just stick your things into the Kaiser. People claim that the whole Kaisel is part of the business. We don't know exactly. We're not finding everything. You know, you can't go into our bias, anything close to our bias. There's even places they say there are tunnels under, you have to be careful, there are signs there that you're not supposed to go there because that's a big part of the Mokum Amigdash. You have to look at these signs and you have to ask people who know where to walk exactly. All right.
Is there any of the books, in the Kaisel?
People do it. It's Indian? I don't know.
What does the Rav say?
There's nothing wrong with doing it. Very for sure you don't get, so. nothing wrong. No, there's a shiloh in the paiskim. We all were mako, I said. There's a shiloh if you stick something in into the mice of the belt is mako.
You're talking about touching the kosel?
Not talking about kosel. I'm talking about kissing this. If people kiss the kosel, that's no problem. Sticking things in there, shiloh be the mitzvah shmebiya, the whole shiloh, the ananana says no problem. Most of Chayim are Mako.
Touching is also a shiloh to some people because it's tilted on a slant. Okay.
It is on a slant, especially, yeah. All right.
It sticks out. It might be under the...
All right. Well, Ken, stick on the bottom, then it's going to be less of a problem.
The way the Kaisel is that beneath you,
The mice, if the old generations, people went mamish to the Kaisel and they kissed the Kaisel and so on, there's no reason to be master today. What? Yeah, you now have to go to the... Okay. Alright, now we'll talk about is it Indian to visit Eretz Yisrael on the Yom Tovim. Pesach, Shavuot, and Sukkot. Today, is the Indian today, even though Beis HaMikdash is not Kayim, is the Indian of a mitzvah Aliyah Lerego? Or maybe it's only Minhag Tov, or maybe there's no Indian whatsoever, since the Beis HaMikdash is not around. That's what we're going to discuss now. The Gemara says, in the Sefer Gittin, Dalai Lama Beis, the Gemara says that you don't have to be Kayim a get if you go from one city to another city in Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because then the Shkiach Ayla Regolem. So Gemara is the Kasha. Tenach. As Masha Beis Kayim. It's good when Beis Mikdash was around. But as Masha Ayla Beis Kayim, the time when Beis Mikdash is not around, Ma'ika Lameva. There's no Yisroel of Eisleif. There's no Shkich HaRev Galam. So Mashma, when Bishas makes Bishas around, there was Shkich HaRev Galam. Since there's no Mitzvah of Lila Rego. But still, Eisleif from the Lashon HaGemara, that it's a Shkich. There are some people that went to Lila Rego. But there's no, most of the people, there was no Mitzvah. And the Ran, in the Tainus, it says even further. The Ran says the Tainus, the Gemara says, Dalar on the base. If Yechelin holds, when he starts saying, Mashu Rochmar Goshen, we start by Shmini Atzeres. So if Yechelin says, Yosef starts saying, and Yantar Achim, Yosef starts saying, the same Talamata. So Gemara is a Kasha, I have Yechelin holds like a Gamliel, that says you don't have Shaman, so Zayn Machesrin, you don't wait until this Zayn Machesrin is coming Tuesday. You don't start saying, the same time matter and so on as I'm a chesed. So Gemara answers, "Kam bezman shebeis midrash kayim, kam bezman bezman she'ein midrash kayim." The Gemara makes a chiluk. It depends when the midrash is around and the midrash is not around. When the midrash is around, you used to wait to I'm a chesed. So the shenat starvation, you shouldn't respond for rain because the rain should come until the other zalim get back to their homes. So the furthest place away from Eretz Yisrael was 15 days traveling. Those times they went horse and buggy. So Mela, it takes 15 days to the furthest place in Eretz Yisrael. So Mela, you didn't start south of Shanim until 15 days, until Zayin Macheshi, which is 15 days after the last day of Yontif. That's what the Gemara gives the text. So the Gemara said, the Rani is the Kasha, on the rift. This calls this Gemara, the difference between Mishkayim time and not Kayim. So it comes out, so if the Bais Mishkayim wasn't Kayim, you want Chashif either Golem, so maybe you must follow for the same Talamata, also right after Yontif. The Rani is the Kasha on the Rif, Ayu Gamir holds, even with Manazah, after Chum Mish HaMikdash, even after Chumim, you still wait to Zayim HaChezren. I do not have a golem. So why we wait? There's no other golem. This is the Rani answer under this. Rip passes like the Gemara. Then make the Chotin's not based on his time. Not based on his time. So, because the one Shir Chol is golem. So then why is this? So the Rani answer Kasha. But Ramiro says, hold him after Chum Beis HaMikdash. You also wait to Zayim HaChezren. I do not have a golem. So why do you wait? So the Rani answers, even after Chodem, still the people used to go up to the Yerushalayim. They used to with the Makkah Amigdash. They used to do like people go today. So that's what he says. The Meretz, Raya Lahantim, until these people come back also. Since they go travel, wherever they are in Eretz Yisrael, to the Makkah Amigdash, even though it's not based on Amigdash, so they want to wait till Zayim HaChezren for these people in Eretz Yisrael get back to their place. So Mashim from Iran, that even there was no chiyuv to go up, there was no chiyuv of Lila Rego, but there was people that did travel to go up to Rego. So you see that there's an Indian of going up to Yerushalayim, to go up to Beis HaMikdash, Makkah HaMikdash. If you look in the Tshuvas Maritzchias is having base in Kuntzis Achren, Avodas HaMikdash, and Peregrimo, he beats Kamarayas that from all the Chazal that people used to go up to Beis HaMakom Migdash even after Chum Beis HaMigdash. And same thing he writes in his Pirush Maratzchias and Giffen and Beis Amar Aleph Dalar Amar Beis and Dom Dach Chav Gimel Amar Aleph, he beats Kamarayas that the people used to travel to the throne to the Makom Migdash to be on the Rego. However, in the Achreinim, Zmashim, there's a Machlokes, a Paiskim, it's just a minig, or a mitzvah to go up to Yerushalayim, even Zman Hazeh. In the Sefer Chavadat, from Rabbi Yosef, in Chayel Gaal, Shum Chafei, he quotes the Sefer Chassidim. I looked up Sefer Chassidim and find it there. It's a different type of Sefer, there's different prints of Sefer Chassidim. But the Shum he brings down, it's not my Sefer Chassidim. But anyway, he brings down an interesting thing. Rabbi Nehaigain used to go up from Bava to Shalayim every Chag HaSukkos. He used to travel from Bava. Vaigai lived in Bava. He used to travel every year to Yerushalayim for Sukkos. each year, and he was in Makif, and he used to go down to Hara Zaytim, seven times. He used to go down. He used to go around the, I don't know, how big the Shetach is.
Harabais.
He used to go around the Harabais, 30 times. What?
It's a lot.
And same thing, speaks on Chilis, Tashbat, and Chayim Gimel, Simon Chafalos. He says, if he's also smach me Yisrael to go up his manazah to Yishalayim, to Yontif. So Meila, you see from over here, that the Chavadash, so Rabbi Yosef, he says, you see from his manazah, there's also a mitzvah kiyumis to go up to Yishalayim. In Emerson, you can see close in the Sam Sefer like that. There's three Chsam Sefers. What?
Why Rabbi Haigan only goes to Shulchan Petra School too?
That's what he's been doing. I'm just telling him he's doing. Maybe how often do you travel from Bubba to... What?
The airline's only one Sunday
school. I'm just telling you. What around? It was Mark, probably moving that trick, I imagine. Alright. There's a Shulchan Petra in three places. It's three different things. There's Shulchan Petra. In short, some say in your day, Sim Islam Gimel, he says, this is Russian. He says, Hadar, Chutzala, someone is outside, Chutzala, V'ayla Aliyah, L'rego, Chat Sius Yeshlai. Yes, Chai, you think you're a mitzvah? He says, Chat Sius Yeshlai. That's what he writes in Shuvish, in Re Islam Gimel. In the Chum Sefer HaTayra, in Parshish Emar, he says, this is Russian. Shagam this man is there, Mitzvah, Lawless, or Ezra, Shalayim. They said, oh, there's a Mitzvah to go up. However, in the Chur of Sam Sefer, in your day, Simei Shalama Dallas, Simulaya, this is the Lashon of the Sam Sefer. Abbas man is there, Ein Chir Lawless, Ein Chir Asay Lawless, or Ego. There's no Chir Lawless, or Ego. So righteous from him, she's just crazy, don't keep the rock. So today shouldn't be seeing his words. You have to explain to some certain man. Vadin is no chiyuv for the rock. The vadin is a mitzvah kiyumis. And now if there's a mitzvah, there's no chiyuv. So mele, there's no steer of some sefer. And therefore, as a mitzvah kiyumis, a person should go up to Yisrael. That, one second, that's one shita. However, there's a chuvish marit. Marit in chelik aleph. And Simon Kuflam Adalit. He says, they used to be nourished in Kuflam, he said, nourished to go up to Eretz Yisrael, Mishum Chiva Varet. They went up to Yantif. So Mashma, there's no Chiva at all. Chiva Varet, they went. The Vices of Chuvish Marit, there's no Chiva. Same thing as the foolish in Chuvah Nebi Uda. Nebi Uda, in Madur Chinyana, Arachayim Simon Sagdalit, he says, there's no Mitzvah, Lila Regulus Manazer. Just like there's no chiyuv, Tayasha, Tayasha, Regal is not negated today, so maybe also the Mitzvah of Lira Regal is not there. Since it's the Beis Mikdash, it's not Kayim. Beis Mikdash is not around. So maybe there's no chiyuv of the go up to Eretz Yisrael. The same thing writes to the Moshe in the Tshuva, in your Idea, Chayim Gimel, then the Simu Kukho Beis. He says there's no Mitzvah at all, a Lira to Eretz Yisrael for Yom Tovim, there's no Lira. And I, you see people, they go, the people that do travel to Eretz Yisrael, Yishalayim, that's done, it's Zechav Yalma. But the Maitreid, a Mitzvah, Chad is not. The Sanji speaks out, it's Shuva and Sitzel Yeza. Sitzel Yeza, Echelig Yud, Simen Aleph, and Oitz Shani Gimel. He says there's no Chiv at all, there's not a Zer to go to Yishalayim, to Bunkar Migdash. Like the name, and he quotes to the, and he brings on the Yehuda I mentioned before. And he also brings down a sefer, Kaftar Fer. It's from a, I think from a machine, Kaftar Fer. Kaftar Fer writes in Perek Vav, I don't have the sefer. My Kaftar Fer is two Perek Vav, but this is in Perek Vav. It must be a different volume. He says, in Masha'anu, this is, I'm quoting his Russian. In Masha'anu, Noigim Ayayim. Eimachinu, Anshe Gulusenu, Yeshvei Oretz, Lawis Yishlayim, and he quotes names of cities. We come from this city and that city. When Golas, we all come up. Lalas Yishalayim, Bechagim, Amayim, Ela, Lenei Agus Nefesh, Rechalayma, Lahabas Agus Nefesh. Then we come to Yisrael, Shem Agus Nefesh. Ah, we're missing the Beit HaMikdash. the Binyanai. So to get the Agnes Nefesh, that's why we go to Eretz Yisrael when it comes to Yom Tovim. So for sure, by him, the short time is going to go up. So Ladina, Vadai, we hold that there's no mitzvah, since many places in the world, there's no mitzvah, there's even not a mitzvah to you, Mr. Goldberg, that saw Yom Tovim. So someone's in Machma, like the Sheetahs, that hold there is a mitzvah to you, Mr. Vadai is allowed to, Vadai can be some of those Sheetahs, and to some of that there's mitzvah to you, Mr. to go up.
If you hold it a mitzvah kumis, how far do you have to go in this life? Mm-hmm. All the raya, what's the...
Doesn't say.
You're not bringing the carbon, so you still have to go
to the bar. Because there's more than a mitzvah probably. Right.
You can't go up more than a
mitzvah. Alright, now we'll go a little... Linear in your opinion. If someone goes to Israel to visit on Yantif.
Nice try.
So when he's there for Yantif, how many days Yom Tov do you keep? You're missing your soul. How many days Yom Tov do you keep? So, it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch that you keep 2 days Yom Tov. Even though there's a machlokes, everyone knows the famous Chacham Tzvi holds that even when you visit Eretz Yisrael, you only keep 1 day. However, right there that Paiskim disagree with the Chacham Tzvi, they hold the keys of Chacham Tzvi as a sniff. But to be some of that do only like Chacham Tzvi, the consensus right there that Paiskim hold that you're not allowed to, you must keep 2 days Yom Tov. So someone visits Eretz Yisrael with his family, he has to keep 2 days Yom Tov. That's the consensus of all Paiskim. Like there's been a preacher in Eretz Yisrael, people go for Eretz Yisrael, they try to keep 1 day Yom Tov. The man also like some of the Rabbanim, Paiskim, that you only have to keep one, today you have to keep 1 day Eretz Yisrael. The Ma'aseh Adina, the extension of the Day of Israel, is you must keep 2 days, and Moshe has come to it, the Samizam of Yashu, they all say, you have to keep 2 days Yom Tov. And you had a shot recently. A couple went up there to show, the husband and wife. So the wife calls me up, I have a Shiloh. I want to keep 2 days Yom Tov. My husband wants to keep 1 day Yom Tov. What should I do? Special show and dies. What should I do? He wants to travel the second day Yom Tov or not? So, where am I going? I told him, your husband is wrong. Tell him he's wrong, he's doing Shalai Kalacha. Whoever he's telling him is wrong, and that's it. The dinner is he must keep 2 days Yom Tov. He also has to keep his Yom Tov. And he should not give in. There's nothing to do Shalom Bayis, it can't. Huh? That's not to do Shalom Ashkenazi. It doesn't work that way.
Why does he go every rego?
Oh, we're going to that. I'm trying to lead to it. All right, good.
He can get on the second day.
Huh? The what?
He can get on the second day.
There is a Shalom Ashkenazi show where there is some Rabbanu Lameko, Yeshiva Bacher. Yeshiva Bachrim that go to Eretz Yisrael and they go for 2-3 years, but they're coming back to Chutzlar. And so Yeshiva Bachrim, they live in Eretz Yisrael. The Shaila is, can they keep only 1 day Yom Tov or not? There's a machlokes between the Paiskei Eretz Yisrael and Paiskei Chutzlar. The Paiskei Eretz Yisrael tell the Yeshiva Bachrim there not that the RFP was 1 day Yom Tov, and the Paiskei Chutzlar said all the Yeshiva Bachrim must be 2 days. That's how much of it's a common truth and so on.
How do you take up living?
Well, he's there, he's a bachur, he's on yeshiva.
No,
he's there all year, yeshiva bachur. That's he's there, he's learning there for a year, from the seminary. 1 day, not 2 days, Yom Tov. It's a b'machoy yishin, Rabbanim, Rav Yisrael, Rav Yechutzvah. But my shodina, you should keep 2 days. We tell the bachurim also to keep 2 days, Yom Tov. However, there's an interesting shayla, which the Rebbe just mentioned. What happens if someone goes to Eretz Yisrael, all three of them? He goes, Pesach, Sukkot, and Shavuot. He goes to Eretz Yisrael. So the question is, does he still have to keep 2 days Yom Tov or not? Do you have to keep the end or not? Because maybe they're different. Why is it different? So it's a machlokes HaPaiskim. Epshon Zalman, and brought down the Sefer, Yom Tov Sheni Kol Chatzai, and Paragvah Sifkon Zayin, he brings down from Epshon Zalman, that since he's always in that show, all three of them, to Maskiya, to the Chidus Gadol, he's Maskiya Atzmai from Takanas Yom Tov Sheni. And the reason is, because the whole Takanas Yom Tov Sheni was starting in the beginning for Bnei Chutzlaretz, that the Chutzlaretz for Yom Tov, because it's sake of the Ema. And meaning I was saying B'Yadayim, like it's, it says in Be'ah, in Dalal Adayis. And so therefore the kana was only chal only people who are on yantif on chutzlah on yantif. So maybe you have to keep 2 days yantif. But a ben chutzlah that comes always all through your garment as you saw, he's like Basra, he's like now. This is what the Shlomo Zalman says, like this man, Shekitcha Piyamira. The item was never a shreka for them. So Mela, the one who didn't find the Takana is not the shame of the Chal, and also he had done, and the Tzir, the Chacham Tzvi, uses the Shlomo as a Tzir, so Mela, you're allowed to, so Mela, you only keep one around him. That's only, you go for Pesach, Shavuot, and Sukkot. Let me finish. And he's Mises. And if the Shlomo Zalman is Mises there, in the same Shlomo Zalman, he says, if for Asian may come, let's say for one day, one yantif, he always goes pay for Shavuot and Sukkot. One yantif, he missed his flight, or he got sick, he couldn't go, whatever the reason was, he couldn't go for that. For that yantif, he couldn't go to Yisrael. For this type of yantif, for that yantif, he's mechuyav to keep 2 days yantif. Since he's wicked to Yisrael. Now if you look in
Two days or one day?
If he's in America, then he keeps 2 days. He keeps 2 days yantif.
Okay.
But he misses, right, he keeps 2 days yantif. Now, the Shlomo Zalman, and you look in the Sefer, that's what I'll call Yad Hashem Kachosai. In the Sefer, Micha Shlomo, in Cheretal, Simi Yotes Aizayim, he says the same thing like Yad Hashem Kachosai. But there, he writes in the Tshuva that it's talking, and the Tshuva seems he's talking, if you own a deer in Eretz Yisrael, then you go for all the entire, then that law applies to that. So Chaya Pashas only have a deer there, but let's say you stay in a hotel, or you rent an apartment in Eretz Yisrael, maybe you don't say it. However, in the Sefer, if the Shem Chosu said yes to Shem Zaman, that he wrote you have a deer, Kavur is Lavdavka, the way then, if you don't buy it, if you just rent a deer, or you stay in a hotel for yonder, also same day, if you only go all three, you have to tell you to Eretz Yisrael, then you only have to keep only one day yantif. And if Master come on, you stop the chutzlah for that yantif. For that yantif, you keep 2 days. In the chutzlah, you have to keep 2 days, of course, because then that's the market where you live. But if you go for all three, you'll save them. And also, it's all talking, let me finish. Only yantif. Because only the yantif. And so Shlomo Zalman is also, the seven yantif should be down. That's all talking, all three of Golem. Pesach, Shavuot, and Sukkot. And if he always goes, let's say he always goes to Etzal, for Pesach and for Sukkot, for Shavuot he stays in Chutzlaretz, that's Parshat, you have to know you have to Sheni, for all three Yom Tovim. So I'm talking all three Yom Tovim, Pesach, Shavuot, and Sukkot. Let's say 2 out of 3 Shavuot he doesn't go, it's just their Pesach. They don't want to go again. Then the Dalach doesn't apply the Chal. Then he was from Zalmos, you have to keep all the 2 days yantif for all your time. Also, another thing. Let me just finish one halacha. Let me finish one thing. Let's say someone goes. It goes across the Shlomo Zalman says the din of someone goes for all 3 times to show is a filah if a diet if a din did pass all 3 golem. Let's say he decides. He went now for the first time at the show, he decided he never went to a yantif. Now he's trying from yantif, I'm planning out to go from now on pay for Shavuot and Sukkot. I'm going out for every year. I'm going to have the show. And he decided. He started now. Yeah, as long as he plans to go for all 3 Golem, still if he didn't start, he started now, he didn't always have to keep one day yantif. The reason is because if the country of the Shani was on the Adam, the Ikiz, the Rasha, where the Shani is the Chutzlaretz. Even though even if he died, he didn't pass through the Golem, since the Rebbe was Machlik, they died to go to the Golem through the Golem, the structure of Shlomo Zalman, even the first Yantar, you can be married like Ben Yisrael. That's the Shita of Shlomo Zalman. Any questions on the Shita? Yeah.
What if someone has been going for years and years, every year he goes all through the Golem, and then this Sukkot, he knows that Pesach he won't go.
Doesn't make so he's just not forever. You mean?
He knows next Pesach he has bar mitzvah at home. He's not going to go.
But still.
So that's Sukkot. Does he have to keep 2 days?
I would say he should keep 1 day then. Still, they're fine. He always goes through all 3 Yom Tovim.
And when you say Sukkot, do you mean Shmini Atzeres also?
Yeah, the whole Yantar.
So what if someone goes Chol Hamoed Sukkot and he's there for Shmini Atzeres and he skips the first days?
I would say he has to keep 2 days Yantar then.
He's there Chol Hamoed.
Huh?
No,
so what? But the first day Yantar is not there. That's what we call the Kabbalists. We're not being Kabbalists yet. Yeah, but I'm just saying, I'm here, I'm traveling, being Chali, not the Shady. It's a little bit different. Alright. So that's the sheet. Yeah, what?
Three or nothing, right?
Huh? Three or nothing, right. All three or nothing.
Never spent Sukkot in America for 50 years. He still keeps how many days Sukkot?
What do you mean? Where's he now?
He shook it, not Shavuos and not up
to Shavuos. He goes, at 50 years straight, he always goes to...
Just shook it.
Then he has to keep on 2 day jumping. Okay. That's what he goes, 2 day jumping. 50 years doesn't make a difference how many years. Yeah.
Three or nothing.
Three or nothing, right. That's the whole thing.
Somebody who's dirty, they wants to now stay in Kutzlop or he's put a Negro out there. He starts keeping right away.
Yeah, sure. Besides, I mentioned even if you plan to go back, you just go. You stuck this one yard. You're stuck in America for one reason. I missed a plane, or someone's sick in the family. You can't go, and so on. So that yard, you keep 2 days. But when you but the next yard, you plan to be in Israel every yard. Then you keep only 1 day then.
Prepare.
Somebody
who's
the yard. That's it. Someone who's been in Israel comes to Chosras. We're not talking about that now. We're talking about the normal case. You're visiting. Right. You're back. You live in Israel. Other way around, that's our discussion today.
What I was leading up to is that if somebody asks the question from a very show, that a Yeshiva Bacher who is able to speak to the government and keep only 1 day.
No, that's not what it is. The Machlokes over there is in Israel. The bench is because you're living there. Not for this reason, call them there. If you haven't been there, Charles Ben Chutzlot, that's a different machlokes. They hold, because you live in Israel, because they're Israel. The reason why we hold, you have to keep 2 days, because since you're living off America, America is supporting you. Uh-huh. That's why you should keep 2 days. Uh-huh. All right, it's a different reason completely.
What would be the deal with a Yeshiva Bacher to come home with those 3 years to Pesach?
If Shiva Bach has to keep 2 days no matter if he stays in his soul or not, comes back doesn't make a difference. He keeps 2 days younger.
No, I understand what you're talking about. Those Paiskim that would say that, what would they hold? The ones that say
they hold that they're Ben Atchis Shoal. It's a Ben Atchis Shoal.
He comes home for Pesach. What would
he's still Ben what? We tell him to keep 2 days.
I know
that. But now we'll listen.
And what if you're there? there were people that were telling me about him at the time, and maybe it's just I didn't do it, but they were saying that you could go on a bus when an Israeli bigger guy could give the bus pass.
No, we don't do shtick. That's shtick. Okay, we don't do
it. Who are the place there to sell that you're quoting?
Huh?
Who are the place there to sell? Where does that come from?
There are, I think, Sicilieza. There are some places in the hold that if you're... You mean Bachem? Bachem in Eshel? Yeah. There are many Rosh Yeshivas in Eshel. Tell the Bachem keep on 1 day under.
Yeah, we will. I'm talking about
places. Names I don't know. Often I can't tell you names.
What does Kugel like for a place to hold one day and a half?
Huh?
1 day and a half.
Some say Lechum. I think Roshainberg said keep Lechum. I think that's what I heard from Roshainberg. I can't tell you names offhand.
Which place?
Lechum means you don't do Melacha, but you don't know who is Yesh Nesha.
A filling
and so on. Alright, that's the Shita of the Son of Zalman. That you keep all three Yom Tovim, even though you live in Chutzlot all year round, all year, you keep only 1 day Yom Tov. However, in the Sefer, you have the Sefer Chassid in that Simen, the Sifkan Ches, he brings on the Vayashir argues. And he says, you have to do like a Ben Chutzlot. Even though you go all three Yom Tovim, you must keep all three days Yom Tov. You must keep about 2 days out there. Even if that's so, also you got them. And the reason is, because Sakan said the Sheni was an Adam which Iker is the Rashi is. His deer is like a Shana, he's like a Ben Chutzlot. He says, deer like a Ben Chutzlot. Even though also you got them is an Adam, so he must keep 2 days out there. And that, it seems to me, is the consensus of most Pashtun, the Kabbalah. Now I can finish. Now I'm going to be finished. The trend is for people, the Lalocha, I told them, few people asked me in the Shaila, I told them they should keep 2 days Yom Tov, even if they're there for all three Yom Tov. Huh? He doesn't talk about it. I told them they should keep, two days Yom Tov. We have a minute, so I'll take another Shaila, interesting Shaila. The Gemara says, in end of Tzuvis, the Gemara says, that there used to be, when they used to come to Eretz Yisrael, there's more things down in service, a few days on an hour. Rav Abraham Nashi Kippur D'Akko. When he used to kiss the floor, when he used to come from Chutzlitz, he skipped the stones of Akka. Akka was like the Ashkola of the Gvul, of the boundary of Eretz Yisrael. When he came to the boundary, he used to kiss the ground. And the Rambam brings it down, Lalocha, Rambam brings it down, Sulachim, Perkei, Halacha Yud, Zerah, Chachamim, Hayim, Naskim, Al-Tchum, Eretz Yisrael. Om Anashkim Avinad, used to kiss the stones. Om Anashkim Avinad, used to roll the dirt of Eretz Yisrael, as soon as they came to Eretz Yisrael. So the question is, when you come to Eretz Yisrael, you should first thing you come to Eretz Yisrael, you should throw yourself on the ground and kiss the stones. Now it used to be, I remember the first time I traveled to Eretz Yisrael, I used to travel to Eretz Yisrael, that when you got off the plane, all the Sunnis got the plane, everyone threw themselves on the ground and kissed the ground. So I did that also. Then I asked, my father wife shares alive. So my father says, of course, it's a Gora. My Shrek said, my Shrek used to travel very often, he lived in Switzerland, he used to travel off that cell. So each time he came to that cell, he threw himself on the ground and he kissed the floor. But my sister today, it's very hot. I'm always to be, don't you remember, the old timers over here remember that when you came to that cell, you didn't come to a stadium, to a gate and so on. You came, you parked the plane somewhere, then you took a bus there, then you got to the terminal. You got to the terminal. So then you had ground to kiss. Today, what are you going to kiss McGill in the airport? I never saw, I never saw, but the old times, remember, you used to go to that show, you used to land on the ground, you used to get up on the ground, people used to throw themselves on the ground and kiss the ground. You ever see it when you had shows? It used to be a very regular thing. Swimming in these...
Huh? It was different.
Today, you said you're in the town, you're in the building, and so on. Huh?
Well,
that's the way. I don't know. Let me finish. Okay. So Chaya Pasha Shidun, to Gemara to Rambam. However, the Biskur Rav, when he came to Eretz Yisrael, he didn't kiss the ground. So they asked him, why not? He says, it's a Gemara, to Rambam. She says, look in the Russian Rambam. The Rambam says, Gedei Rechachom Ayunashkim. Yes, he Gedei Rechachomim. I'm not Gedei Rechachomim. Therefore, he did not do it. So that's why maybe people don't do it. Today's not shack, because we can go straight into the airport. So he's not shack to ground the rest
of the world. You can do it when you get out of there.
Huh?
You can do it when you get out of there.
That's what he says. Why don't you do it twice? You can't even do it.
What is going to be doing when you go to
Eretz Yisrael? After I saw this girl, I stopped doing it. That's it. Alright, yeah. Okay, here's over.
Who said you have to kiss the plane? Why can't you wait till you get out of here?
That's the whole answer. Why do it? You ever seen him do it?
What is the poverty that you one day over there? They're hot.
Whatever it is.